Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Tet Mishnah Dalin. Mishnah says, HaMekabel Sade Mechavero, Velo Ratza Lenakesh. If somebody rented a field from his friend, and he had a fixed amount that he was supposed to hand over to his friend, for example, he told his friend, I'm going to rent your field, and I'm not going to be a sharecropper, but I'm going to be somebody who gives you a set amount of produce. It's going to be yours, or he's going to give him a fixed amount of rent, of monetary payment to rent out this field. And he, the person who rented the field, didn't want to weed the field. And when he doesn't weed the field, then the soil is going to get destroyed. It's going to get weakened. And later on, there's going to be an inability to produce crops the right way. And the renter says to the owner of the field, what do you care? What does it matter to you that I don't weed the field? You're getting what you're supposed to get. I'm paying you the set amount of produce that you're supposed to get. Doesn't affect you whatsoever. The weeds here don't really matter. They don't really matter. If I don't want to weed the field, I don't have to weed the field. And shom'in lo, we don't listen to this renter, and we insist that he has to weed the field. The owner could tell the renter, even though you're right, technically right now, these weeds, they don't affect me, but tomorrow, at some point, you're not going to be my renter anymore. You're not going to be my tenant, and you're going to leave the field. And if you don't weed it now, the weeds are going to grow, and they're going to leave seeds behind, even if I clear them one day, and it's going to be very damaging to my field long term. They're going to affect later crops. There's more weeds that are going to sprout from the seeds that are left over from the current weeds. Therefore, we do not allow the renter to leave the field unweeded, and he's obligated to make sure that it gets cleaned up and taken care of.